Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Do you feel safe driving on the interstate in New Orleans? There have been shootings, nearly 20 of them now in this recent spate. They've happened day and night. They've happened downtown. They've happened close to the Metairie line. They've happened out in the east. How do we solve this problem? Well, the chief of police wants more license plate readers to help find suspects after the shootings. That might help. But at the same time, we're hearing from the police that they appear to be isolated incidents and that it's either road rage or people who know each other coming across each other on the expressway system. Rafael Goyeneche is president of the Metro Crime Commission. Good morning, Rafael.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad it's Friday. But this is concerning that we have this uptick, not only in violence across the city of New Orleans, but in places where most people have usually felt safe in the city, including the Pontchartrain Expressway and the I-10. We've rarely had these kinds of things in the past, but now 19 shootings in this recent time period where we've seen people shot on the interstate. Why do you think that is happening, and what do you think about the chief's plan to follow Jefferson Parish's lead and get more license plate readers?
Well, I mean, you know, we track crime on a weekly basis, and murders, shootings, and carjackings are up 103% since 2019. So this is a continuation of a trend. 2019 was a very good year as far as crime goes because we achieved, reductions across the board. And we saw that evaporate in 2020, where we surpassed our violent crime rate in 2020 versus 19 and 2021 is exceeding 20's rate. So this is a troubling trend. And if I had the answers or if the police department had the answers, they'd do it. So what they're talking about now with these license plate scanners is using technology as a force multiplier to help them identify cars that are in the area when shootings like this occurred, which will provide the police with the intelligence and the evidence that they need to solve some of these crimes. So, you know, one of the ironies of this is that last year, the city council voted to limit the NOPD's use of technology, including license plate scanners, when they passed an ordinance that limited the police department's ability to use facial recognition. They use language so broad that it also applied to other technologies that the police department wanted to do, and that still hasn't been addressed yet by the city council. So, yes, the police department needs resources. They're aware of this. One of the ways that you address these types of crimes is through the use of technology. They want the technology, but they also need to have the handcuffs taken off of them by the ordinance that was passed by the New Orleans City Council, limiting their ability to access some of this technology.
Talking with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metro Crime Commission. We'll pick the conversation up there after we check on WWL traffic. Talking with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metro Crime Commission, about the police chief's request this week for $1 million in New Orleans to put in more license plate scanners. But Rafael, you say that there's issues with the laws that prohibit the use of and new technologies to catch criminals?
Yes, yes.
What has to be done about that, and is there a move afoot to address the issue?
Yes. So, as I mentioned, there was an ordinance passed about a year ago that limited the use. The initial intention was to limit the use of facial recognition technology. So at a time when, you know, the city's invested tens of millions of dollars ringing the city with crime cameras, and those crime cameras were there to capture images of individuals perpetrating crimes, and there's technology that allows for that equipment to identify the people that are perpetrating the violent crimes in the city. The city said that that's too intrusive and they didn't want the police department to utilize that technology. That technology is used by law enforcement all over the state, including on the federal level. But we can't use it in the city of New Orleans. So when we have an image of someone that has perpetrated a violent crime, like in the case of Portia Pollack, who was murdered getting into her car, you know, we have to put that picture on TV and ask people if they know who it is to call the police to tell them who that individual is, rather than using the technology that the system was devised to do. So that's the type of lack of leadership and lack of foresight that we're seeing from some of our elected officials, where the police department is being further eroded their ability to solve crime and address crime at a time when they're at a 40-year staffing low in manpower.
And if they can't have people solving crimes, can we have technology solving them? But isn't this an issue nationwide with concerns about facial recognition in other major cities being too intrusive, Big Brother, or because maybe it's not as effective when it comes to African-American facial recognition, that it has a higher incidence of errors with black people?
Right. So this is new technology, and technology has been improved and is improving. So if this technology, keep in mind that, you know, having a face identified is not going to be evidence to go out and arrest somebody. The police still have to establish probable cause. It's no different than if the picture is put on television and somebody calls up and says, that's so-and-so. The police still have to now develop probable cause to make an arrest. That anonymous Crime Stoppers tip, just like a hit on the technology saying that is, you know, Joe Smith, that is not probable cause to arrest. That just gives the police a lead that they can go out and develop sufficient evidence to go to a judge and get an arrest warrant for that individual. So it's just a lead. And those types of leads are critical to the police department, particularly in a time when they don't have the resources, the manpower, to go out and adequately police the city.
Do they have anyone on the city council now that is looking to introduce an ordinance to fix what
Yes.
you've identified as a problem and to allow for some of this technology and for the license plate scanners that the chief wants?
Yes. It's being worked on right now, but like everything else, it takes time.
Indeed. And do you see any other things on the horizon that can help deal with this surge in violent crime that you've told us as you track this weekly?
Yes. I mean, you know, one of the things that we need, I keep alluding to the fact that we're at a 40-year staffing low. We've lost over 110 officers this year. We have 40 recruits this year. We will start next year with a 41-year low of police staffing. So we need to give police raises to recruit and retain officers and rebuild the numbers of the force from about 1,000 officers to about 1,450.
More cops, more technology, that'll help catch more criminals. Raphael, we appreciate your shining some light on this issue for us here on WWL. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Raphael Goinacci, president of the Metro Crime Commission. We're looking at your money with Mark Rosa after the news on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.